Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 8, there are 13 verses. We went a little long in our prayer time, and of course a little bit of introduction. I was talking about some things earlier. But we get in a section of scripture now that in verse number 1, the only time it's ever been mentioned in scripture, only time, where there's silence in heaven. For a space of a half an hour, 30 minutes. You know, if you're just quiet for a minute, if we were just to shut down and not say a word for 1 minute, I thought about doing that, but I got a Sunday school lesson. It probably would sound different. We're on the radio right now, and we're broadcasting live. It'd probably be kind of strange on the radio and that kind of thing. Just for 1 minute, if you're just quiet, nothing. Now, think of about 30 minutes in heaven. Where for ages upon the ages upon the ages. Turn to me before we go any far. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 4. I hadn't even read verse. This is kind of my introduction. It's amazing to me. Look in Revelation chapter number 4. Verse number 8. Revelation 4, 8. And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. Remember, we looked at this weeks ago. And they were full of eyes within, and they rested not day and night. Day and night. Now, we understand what they're talking about. Continually praising God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is this to come." And when these beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him. Remember, if we use this term, 24 hours, it's nonstop praising God. Even in heaven today, they're praising God. And you read the rest of it about the 24 elders, and they begin to worship, and all these other, the angels are worshiping. But in verse number 1 of chapter number 8, when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. Never before, never since. This is the only time it's ever going to happen, I believe. There's silence. Praises to God in past, from whenever he created the angels. Matter of fact, I've been reading some good commentators, and again, you know what a commentator is? They're just commentators. And I'm amazed that a lot of good men believe that the angel world was created on day one. You know, when in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and they believe the angelic body, we're talking about Lucifer and all the cherub and seraph and all these were created on day one. I don't believe that at all. I believe when it's talking about heaven and earth, I'm talking about, I think the angels, I won't go into all this, were created before he created terra firma earth. The angels were already in existence, okay? Anyway, said all that to say this, I don't even know why I said that now. I lost train of thought. Oh, but whenever they were formed, God made these angelic beings. They begin to constantly, whenever he created them, they begin to constantly praise God. Well, we find here for half an hour, it's silence. Why? Because something awesome is about to happen. I believe here, again, we talked about the seals that were open. 6 seals had already been opened. This is the 7th seal. And I believe this is a time now, again, people disagree with me and other commentators and all, but they've been wrong before. I'm right. But I believe this is the introduction of the Great Tribulation period, 3.5 years into the tribulation period. I believe that's when the 7th seal is open, because the 7th seal introduces the 7 trumpets, and the seventh trumpet introduce the 7 bowls or vials of wrath. So everything is encompassed in that 7th seal, and that's why there's silence in heaven. Great tribulation now is about to take place for the next 3.5 years. Already 3.5 years has taken place for the first 6 seals. Are you following? That's how I put my time period. There's a lot of disagreements here, but that's how I place it. The first 6 seals are in the first 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 42 months. The 7th seal begins the great tribulation, and there's silence in heaven for about a space of a half an hour. And I have a note in my Bible here, because a great storm is about to come. You think it was bad then. It's fixing to break loose. Jesus talked about there's never been tribulation on this earth ever or ever will be. It's what's going to be in that time period of 3.5 years, that great tribulation. It's also called the days of Jacob's trouble. So we see in verse number 1, when he had opened the seventh seal, this angel, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So this seventh seal opens up the seven trumpets. So there's seven more angels. Now, again, it's very interesting, before I go any farther, to read after a lot of people. I read after a lot just to get their ideas. And many of them, some good men, some wise men, who has forgotten more of the Bible than I would ever know. I'm just a simple, plain Baptist preacher. But these guys, many of these guys, I read four of them yesterday, that said there are seven archangels. There's only one. The Bible only names one archangel. Who is he? Michael. The Bible only declares one archangel. Some of these guys included Gabriel as an archangel. Gabriel's never named as. Matter of fact, you know what the word arch means? I learned this. I guess y'all would probably in the y'all are Greek and Hebrew. It's pretty intimidating to have these Greek and Hebrew scholars in this church. You know, it's like to stay on my toes. You know what arch means? First. I learned this recently. You hear about archangel? Well, what does arch mean? Well, look it up. It means first. So Michael is the first, and the archangel. Now, whether he's first in creation or first in order and rank, that's debatable. But anyway, it means first. First angel, archangel. Well, the Bible only declares one. These other men, great men, a couple of them were Baptist writers. And if I was to name, I went through a study in the book of Genesis too. Great man of God. They wrote that Gabriel was an archangel. And then Raphael, they named them. That comes from the book of the Apocrypha. You ever heard of Apocrypha? The book of Enoch and these other books. These Baptist preachers were taking these archangels out of those intertestamental books that are not inspired by God. And I want to beat my head. Why are you throwing these names out? They're not in the Bible. They're not in Scripture. But yet they put these in the books. Well, just so you'll note, when it said, I saw seven angels, that's the reason I only mentioned that. A lot of people believe these are seven archangels. There was only one. For you Bible students who would like to dig a little bit deeper, there's only one. The Bible mentions Michael as the only archangel. Anyway, there's seven angels that were given seven trumpets. And then verse number 3. Again, there's so much going on. And another angel came and stood at the altar. Don't go any farther. Some of these same men who said that there's seven archangels, they identified this another angel as Jesus Christ. I don't believe that. I believe this is just another angel. We're going to see what this angel does. Matter of fact, again, this word another, again, I'm not a Greek scholar, but it means of the same kind. There's two different words for another that I'm aware of. And we find it in the same example in the book. Turn me to the book of Galatians, chapter number. I got to be careful turning my Bible pages because they're so brittle and watermarked. I got to be careful. Yes, Galatians chapter number 1. Paul is talking about a one true gospel. Verse number 6. He's telling these believers, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Now, in the English language, those are two same word, another. But if you get into the Greek, what he's really saying, they're two separate words, are they not, temple? The first word is another. It means, in verse number 6, that of another gospel, it means of a different kind. It's not the same. It's another. Are you following? Well, that's another gospel. But in verse number 7, it says, which is not another. That another means alike. It's like. Are you following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.